What's on your heart and mind about the Lord's Supper today, brothers?
I would say that one of my favorite thoughts regarding the Lord's Supper would be, it was actually part of the passage you read from Matthew 26, verse 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And it's this thought that, okay, the Lord gave us this that we might have something to remember him by. And as often as you do it, do this in remembrance of him. And he is there preparing things for us if we endure, that one day he's kind of holding off on it until to remember us until we're going to be there with him. And we're doing it in remembrance of that which is to come. So it's kind of this awesome kind of back and forth picture.
Yeah, we're talking the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he went there to prepare it, and he said, you do this in remembrance of me, but I'm not going to do this until I do it with you in my Father's kingdom. I just love that thought.
Amen. Amen. Brother Purgos, any thoughts about the Lord's Supper? What does it mean to you, or anything you want to share?
I just really appreciate the crucifixion, because I know personally for me, trying to find truth, Psalm 22, which basically goes ahead and talks about his crucifixion, his punishment on our behalf, is what really led me to it. So I'm really thankful for what he did. Also, other psalms talk about the furrows in my back. And
you want to read? You want to read Psalm 22?
Oh, definitely. If it wasn't for Psalm 22, you would have never heard from me.
Well, we're thankful for Psalm 22 then, brother.
To the chief musician upon Egeleth Shahar, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am silent. But thou art holy, O thou inhabitest the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and they delivered thee. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs has compassed me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me, from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this.
Thus saith the Lord. That's a beautiful psalm. They're all beautiful, but that's a beautiful psalm, especially when you're pondering about what he's done for us, huh?
Yeah, especially the broken body, bones out of joint. He was scourged before, according to Isaiah. They pulled out his beard. Another psalm talks about burrows in the back. I believe that refers to him. Also, symbolism of Passover, not a broken bone, but his bones are out of joint.
Yeah, I talked about, when we did the Lord's Supper, I talked about that symbolism of the Passover in Egypt and putting the blood on the doorpost. I love the archetypes that the Father gives us in the Old Testament and how they come so real in the New Testament. It's like back then when you looked at it, if you didn't have the New Testament, you're like, what is that all about? And then when you see Christ coming and he's the Lamb of God and it all just kind of comes together, it's a beautiful thing. Thanks for reading that, brother. That was awesome. Brother Kuo, what's on your heart and mind about the Lord's Supper? What does it mean to you, or what would you share with us?
I was going to share Acts 2, the end of Acts 2, and it's talking about how the believers had... They all spoke the same thing. They were all of one accord, and they all broke bread together. And I just wanted to bring that up because I feel like the Lord's Supper is such like a fellowship building time, and wherever two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And it's a very cheerful, joyous, I mean, it is somber, the Lord's death, his blood, his body. But we also remember that he made the sacrifice for us and we wouldn't be here without him. And it's a very joyous and just thankful time. And I just wanted to read through the end of Acts 2 here. So, Acts 2, we'll start at, I'll start at 37. Might as well read from up here. And so now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and in the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
I love that.
I love that. I love the very last part. It's the Lord that adds to the body as he sees fit. So much for the people that walk up to you and go, so how's your method working? How many people did you add to the body today? And it's like, we don't add anybody. We don't convert people. We only tell the truth and we let the Holy Spirit and the Word do its job. We're just a tool, and that's not our job, to bring people into the body of Christ. Oh, yeah, we try to gain people. We try to reason with the naysayers, as Paul says, but who adds them to the body? It's a work of the Father via the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts about that, brothers?
I'd like to read Psalm 111. I sometimes wonder if this was the psalm, because it says they sang a hymn. Literally, it means a psalm afterwards. And I sometimes wonder if this was the psalm they had. I don't know, just something, because it seems to fit the Lord's Supper a bit. But anyways, not dogmatical on it. Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He hath sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
Yeah, that's an awesome... That's an awesome psalm. Is that 111, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many things in there that almost, I don't know, just, maybe it's just me, the kind of point there, you know. He made his wonderful works to be remembered. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He sent redemption unto his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. I don't know. Scripture is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I love how it all ties together. It's all like pieces of a puzzle that as we grow and we put them together, we see the bigger picture. As we put it together and step further back and we see the Lord's hand all the way from creation, promising the Savior right after the fall of man, and then you see all the pieces laying together. It's just an amazing thing.
Amen.
Yeah. Awesome. And maybe sometime we can do some actual studies on different aspects of the Lord's Supper, and maybe we could bring them as a body and talk about them together. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't really share about what scripture afterwards, or what you thought about it afterwards. What do you think, Brother Tukos?
Well, again, tonight, I don't know, I just have this feeling about, I think about Egypt, and I think about the bondage that the Israelites were under, and how God was judging the people, the Egyptians, all around the Israelites. And I just keep making that correlation, like before I was in Christ, how, like, it's an archetype. I lived in bondage. I was in Egypt. I lived in the bondage of sin and the world, and I don't know, I just can't help but tie all those pieces together and see how the Father worked to set his people free. and that blood on the doorpost. And I think about when I repented and I decided to follow Christ, it was like his blood overtook me. And I think of the doorpost as like the door of your heart, kind of like in Revelation when he says, he knocks. So it's like, it's a door. And so that blood was on the doorpost. And I think about how when I finally surrendered to Christ, how his blood, his death, burial, and resurrection overtook me. And I just keep pondering back about how he brought me out of Egypt, me and Sister Amen. And he brought us out of the bondage of sin and the culture. And he brought us out of the bondage of ourselves. And so whenever I think about the Lord's Supper, I always think about how I was preaching it today in the streets, how Christ said he's come to set us free. And the truth sanctifies us, John 17. And that I love when he talks about, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And I just think about what he's done for us and what he showed us and how, this is an amazing thing too, how his sacrifice for us individually also draws us together as a congregation, as a body of believers. I think that's pretty amazing. It's an individual thing, and then I think it's a real corporate thing as well. And I think that's really kind of neat because it works both ways, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Because we've all been set free of an Egypt, haven't we?
Amen.
Some, like, we came out of, like, false religion Egypt.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, that's like, I guess I look at the Lord's Supper differently at different times, but that's what really struck me today was just the exodus out of Egypt. And then I think of, I can't help but think of this, the miracle signs that God did, parting the Red Sea, feeding them. And then look at the manna, you know. And then Christ comes, he's the bread of life. And then the water coming out of the rock, and he's the living water. And you see all these beautiful archetypes. But then I can't help but see myself in Israel at times in my past. I knew about Christ for a long time before I really fully repented. And I was like those stiff-necked Israelites, complaining, moaning, saying I believed in him, but not doing anything, not obeying him, not seeking his truth and his righteousness. So I'm just so thankful that God didn't consume me and kill me when he should have. And that's why I think it's important to be long-suffering with the people. We go and preach at thousands of people, and they mock and they walk by. Yeah, that was maybe me not a few years ago, many years ago. That maybe was you guys not too long ago. Cold-hearted, looking for the flesh, looking at the culture, looking at your career, money, whatever was titillating your flesh. That was us. So I think the Lord's Supper is also, maybe I'll leave it with this thought. I think it's also a really humbling thing. And I think it's really a lowering thing. We're supposed to be servants. And I think it's really like, it makes you feel really meek and humble when you think about what he did for you and how undeserving you are. And then when you look at the world and you want to get angry at the world and you go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look, he didn't consume me. I don't want him to consume them. I hope they pray. I hope and pray that they repent. So it's real easy for us from our position now in the Lord. We got to be careful not to look down upon people or think that they should be doing something else when we didn't do it for a long time, did we? And so there's a time and a season, and most of them never will come. I get it. But that's where our patience, not in sin, but our long-suffering with each other and our continuing diligence to just preach the gospel. I told Brother Kuo before we went out today, focus on Christ crucified. Preach the truth. It doesn't matter if they listen. It doesn't matter if they walk by with all their trinkets and their food. Preach Christ crucified. God's glorified. Seeds are going out. You're stomping on Satan's head. He's lost the battle already. And we just go out and we just do what we're called to do. And so I think that the Lord's Supper is like a real humbling. It's our foundation. It's Christ, right? And it keeps us at a place of humility, lowliness, poor in spirit, right, brothers? We studied that one time. Poor in spirit. It kind of keeps me there when I ponder it and I think about it. And I'm glad I get to partake of it with the saints of God. Precious are the saints of God, how few they are.
Amen.
Amen.
Unless anybody has anything else, we're going to leave it right there about the Lord's Supper. Anything else? All right. We'll get back to it. We'll do a study, maybe look at it from different angles, and kind of broaden our depth and the richness of it all, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, brothers.
Yep.